zebronda bazikanda radada basiendelia suyanda zabra tala shutili kanda rana mandilandianda rada basuti ujanana namandia. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you that you are so gracious and kind to us, and you give us the ability to come to you and to seek counsel. You said if we lack wisdom, we should ask you. And so as your people listen today, thank you that you will give them divine insight and instructions that will cause their lives to be realigned back to you. And we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the credit in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me here on Open Pockets. I am Ruth Ann Johnson, and this is where I get to share with you some of the principles I've learned over the years from the Word of God. I believe that if we apply them to our lives, we'll be better stewards of the financial resources God has entrusted to us. And, you know, we should be able to seal up some of the holes in our pockets. Today, we're going to be talking about idolatry again, but this time it's about realignment. It's a heart thing. My scripture is going to be coming from Exodus 12, verse 35 to 36. And I am going to be reading the NIV version for this one. It says, "The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people, and they gave them what they asked for. So they plundered the Egyptians." Exodus 32, verse 3 to 4, I'll be reading the Amplified Classic version, in that it says, "So all the people took the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold at their hand and fashioned it with a graven tool and made it a molten calf. And they said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, which brought you up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Message version of verse 6 says, "Early the next morning, the people got up and offered whole burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. The people sat down to eat and drink and then began to party. It turned into a wild party." So if you're not familiar with this scripture, Moses had gone up to Mount Sinai to speak with God. And so now in chapter 32, the people, you know, they're saying, well, they realized that Moses was taking forever in coming down off the mountain, and they rallied around Aaron and said, you know, do something, make gods for us who will lead us. That Moses, the man who got us out of Egypt, who knows what happened to him? And so that's actually a review, a nice little summary from Exodus 32, verse 1 in the Message version. And that's what happened, and that's what brings us to where they're using the gold that they got to make an idol. Now, the thing that stood out to me as I read this was that they used the gold that God allowed the Egyptians to give them to make an idol. They used the gold that God allowed the Egyptians to give them to make an idol. What does this have to do with financial stewardship? Well, lest we think that the financial resources we've attained are solely based on our own human efforts, I want to remind us that it was the Lord who allowed, for example, that contractor to favor us and make a deal with us. It was him who gave us favor corporately to thrive in our career. It's God. The Bible says the Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed towards the people, and they gave them what they asked for. It is the Lord who does it. And so, as we thrive, as God begins to allow people to favor us, as He begins to allow us to accumulate material possessions, I want to encourage us to be mindful of our heart posture towards the things we've attained so that we don't find ourselves worshiping our possessions. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. And we don't want to erroneously give the money we now have that God has blessed us with. We don't want to give the credit for it to the wrong thing. We don't want to give the money credit for what God did. Because they're looking at the gold and saying that the gold brought them up out of Egypt. I'm like, it doesn't make any sense, but we do it. We do it sometimes. We say it's my money that got me this. Yeah, it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. And so the next thing is that when we maintain the right heart posture towards the financial increase God allows us to attain, it helps to steer us away from being frivolous. It does. And what do I mean by frivolous? It means, not having any serious purpose or value. The Bible says that they began to party and it turned into a wild party. And I know within context it might mean something else, but what I'm saying is when we have the right heart posture towards the possessions that God gives us, when we realize that we're stewards of it and God is the one who gave it to us for a purpose. It helps us to not just live wild and recklessly and just live loosely. Yeah, it does. So it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing. And so I want to challenge us to do a heart check. Examine ourselves and see, have we idolized our possessions? Have we idolized our possessions? I am praying that our money will never become our God. Yeah. I am praying that the fear of the Lord will restrain us, and help us to not idolize the things that God allows us to attain. Back in the day when we used to grow up, they used to say, somebody's money is their God. And I used to feel like it meant that, it's because the person was stingy why they said that. But I'm realizing that it's not just being stingy that means that somebody idolizes their money. It's how they use it too with no accountability because they don't realize that, that you have to account for it, like this, you're a steward over it. And so I just want to encourage us today to do a heart check. I hope that this message, that this episode, had us really thinking and doing some reevaluating. And that if it is that we are in that place where we do realize that we idolize some stuff, that we'll be humble enough to tear down the idols, and to really ask God to help us to realign our hearts with what truly matters. Yes, thank you so much again for joining me here on Open Pockets, and God bless you. Bye.